This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was Mark Twain who said, "I've known a lot of troubles in my life, most of which never happened." Reminded me of the man who was driving down the road one evening. It was raining. Suddenly he hears this thump, thump sound. He had a flat tyre. He realised there was no service station for miles around. He gets out of the car to try and replace the tyre. And he gets the jack out of the boot with the rain coming down. He sees there's no jack handle. He was furious. And so he decided that what he'd do is he'd walk to try and find help. But as he walked, he got more steamed up. They probably won't have a jack handle to sell. If they do, I'll have to pay a fortune. And so he just got himself so worked up over this. He finally found a service station. A friendly young man asked him, "Hello, can I help you?" Well, the traveller was in no mood for polite comments. "Well, have you got a jack handle?" "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, we do." And he screams, the traveller screamed at him, "Well, you can take that jack handle and do what you like with it." He, as we say, lost the plot, not because of the truth of what was there, because he could have been could have bought a jack handle, his own built-up frustrations and anger. And sometimes when you're angry, you don't hear really what's going on. So maybe you've been guilty of something like that. Well, the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 6, "Do not be angry and frustrated. Do not fret. That only leads to trouble." Now, this word fret, I'm interested in the word. We don't use it that much, but it means agitated, to be troubled. And the Bible says that this only leads to trouble. It's about anger and something which is a common problem, I think. Why do we become so easily troubled and irritated? Sometimes over petty things that we should be able to take in our stride. So thinking for a few minutes before reacting, of course, is a better way to handle life. One of my favourite Christian authors is John Ortberg, the American clergyman, and he wrote, as one of many books, The Life You Always Wanted. It's a great book, I recommend it. And he explains how he gets life wrong. He said, "I look on my children as they sleep at night and I think of the kind of father that I want to be. As a father, I want to create moments of magic, and I want them to remember laughing until the tears flow. I want to have slow, sweet talks with them as they're getting ready to go to sleep. I want to chase fireflies with them and teach them to play tennis, have good fights, and to hold them and pray for them in a way that makes them feel cherished." And he said, "I look in on them, and I remember how one day they were trapped in a fight over a game, and I walked out of the room because I didn't want to spend the energy trying to resolve the conflict. And I remember how that night my daughter spilled her drink at dinner, and I yelled at her as if she'd revealed some terrible, deep character flaw. And I yelled at her, even though I spill things all the time and no one yells at me." He said, "I yelled because I'm big, she's little, and I can get away with it. And I remember," John says, "how at nights I didn't have these slow, sweet talks, but I just rushed the kids off to bed so I could have more time to myself. I'm disappointed, not just with my life as a father. I'm disappointed," he said, "with my life as a husband, friend, neighbour, and a human being in general." That's from his book. Well, he's very honest there about how he could have been a better father and husband. And, of course, we do fret over things like that, frustrations of life. I mean, they can range from minor things like losing your car keys to having some major anxiety. So whether it's a minor frustration or a major one, it's not a good thing. And I've never met anyone who enjoys being frustrated. It can actually lead to bad decisions, can't it? And like our friend who had the flat tyre, he just could not hear the fact that he could have got out of his situation. Is there an alternative to fretting? Yes, the Bible says this in Psalm 37. "Trust in the Lord, do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So instead of fretting, we should trust in the Lord and do good, because the Lord, the scripture says, gives perfect peace to those whose faith is in him. Lord, we know that. Calm us down, Lord, and help us to see what it is you want in every situation. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.